So I'm really stretching the limits on what anybody might find interesting out there in the whole wide world, but I'm going to talk today, just a couple of minutes, about my widescreen TV problem. You see, over the last 2 weeks or so, Mrs. D and I have discovered that on network television shows that we record and watch, characters have started to disappear off the side of the screen. It seems that more and more network TV shows are formatted for a widescreen TV, and we have a very nice 32-inch Samsung television, but it's a standard square. It's not widescreen. It's been our TV for close to 15 years now, and we love it. It's great. It started when we were watching an episode of Glee maybe 6 weeks ago, and the main character, the Glee coach and the football guy, are playing catch, and we're looking at a football field, and the two of them are off the sides of the screen playing catch. We can't even see them. We just see the ball flying back and forth while they're talking. So Mrs. D said, well, it's supposed to look like that, and I said, no, it's absolutely not. So we noticed show after show that people are popping off the sides of the screen, and then last night, for the first time in years, we watched Saturday Night Live, and all of the over-the-shoulder graphics over Seth, whatever his name is, his shoulder, were cut off on the side, and the guests were cut off, half themselves appeared on screen, half didn't. It's clear to me that the world has moved into widescreen, and we're not compliant. So, excuse me. I got to check out to see if our TV can even show letterbox format so we can at least watch, the squished version of whatever we're watching until we can get a new TV. But anyway, today's being Sunday, I went out and shopped to see what widescreen TVs cost. I did some research online, did some Twittering, spoke to some friends, and I found, for between $300 and $400, we could get a 32-inch widescreen LCD TV made by LG, makes a couple, and whatever other brand, Insignia, that Best Buy has makes a couple. I looked at Best Buy, I looked at BJ's, which is a wholesale club here, and it ended up at Best Buy. That's where the deals were, or at least the big screen for the right price. But then we realized that our IKEA entertainment center has a space for the TV and then a vertical wall, and then off to the right, held up by that vertical wall, is a shelf that has our DVD, VCR, cable box, all that on it. And if we pulled that vertical wall out to make room for a wider television set, then that shelf would disappear, and the shelf above that it holds up would probably fall down. So we got a real problem, because the 32-inch widescreen TVs are all 30 inches plus a little bit, 31 and a half inches at the widest, and our space is 29 and a half inches wide. So I literally cannot find a TV that fits into our cabinet. So I don't even want to move. I can't move the vertical wall, because even if I pull out the screws and move it over an inch and screw it back in, we won't have room on the side for the DVD player and the cable box. So what a ridiculous problem. Our furniture isn't big enough for a widescreen TV. So tonight I'm going to check out whether I can reformat the display on our TV to show letterbox. But in the meantime, I'm totally out of luck. I have to buy a whole new piece of furniture, and that'll effectively, that'll cost about twice what a new TV will cost. So we've increased the cost of the TV by 150%. And I'm all bummed out about that. So if anybody has any ideas, please comment on this post and let me know what I could do. Thank you. Mr. D signing off.